Okay, moving to the Yisurei Loisase and other chiyuv which come along with someone who refused to give tzedakah when approached. So generally these Yisurim, first of all, only come into play when someone's actually approached. And the question, what's called approached, which will be up to a later point. Does someone have to visibly see the ani, or the letter, or notice, or some other appeal, also called being approached? However, just to deal with the actual Yisurim which one can encounter, there are at the very least four specific Yisurim, and that is Leisametz, Levavcha, Leisikpa Yisyadcha, and Leir Levavcha. Now, what are these three Yisurim in detail? Basically, the two of them, the first two of Imutz HaLev and Sikpa Yisyadcha, generally are understood that most of the Rishonim to a simple refusal to help out. When one turns away from helping somebody who needs assistance, that in itself is Aser. Maybe a specific issue, like Sikma Tzadcha, maybe uniquely in a case where one retracts an existing offer, but they're both cases where somebody refused to help somebody else. Now, just as a more far-reaching halacha, the Rama Paskins, the Rama says that Aser lahachzir ani reikam, is Aser is strictly forbidden across the board to machzir an ani without giving him anything. Shemar al yashiv da'ach nichlam. One cannot turn away a downtrodden person in a disgraceful manner. Now, this is beyond, even if somebody has already fulfilled the mitzvah of tzedakah, he has done everything he has to, he may not even be, for various technicalities, he may not even incur the love. Nonetheless, there's a universal klal that is usher to turn away an ani empty-handed in a way which will be disgraceful. Now, practically, what does that mean? So someone comes over to you. Generally, you don't have to give him. There's times when one has to give de machzer, times you have to give a lesser amount. Here we're talking about a very minimal thing. Generally, if you give somebody a quarter, you give someone, you know, any small amount, as long as any, you know, respectful amount, then one has fulfilled this obligation, you won't be over the isser. However, I mean, it may be sort of relevant to you know, keep in mind, the person who comes to you, the point is to turn him away in a manner which is disgraceful. Obviously, depending on the chashivas of the nisim and the chashivas of the mekabel, the amount may vary slightly. But again, we're talking about a very minimal amount. By that minimal amount, you've taken care of that. Now, this is not always true. Kankanevsky points out that since the isser is to turn away somebody who is coming to you as a downtrodden person, what happens if somebody comes to you and he's collecting on behalf of the yeshiva, he's collecting on behalf of the kaddish? So his relationship, in the way he's coming towards you, is one of someone employed by an organization. He's not coming to you on behalf of himself. Now, it may very well be that he's taking a sizable portion, he's taking a salary from there, and it may well be that he has no way of earning a parnasa outside of this, and he may be an ani. Nonetheless, since he's not coming to you in that role, one would not have the Israel Yashadach Nechlam, and therefore, although one could be the Kayim Mitzvah Sukkah, one would not be any Israel returned away empty-handed. Just to end off one nekuda on this, there's a point which sometimes people hear, people might be tempted, and I've heard it quite a few times actually the past year, that people sometimes see an ani and they say, well, you know, an ani, I'd help him out. This guy looks to me a little shady. He looks a little, you know, I don't know, he's really an ani, who knows what he really has. And the reasons where one can start assuming that maybe one is not an ani. And as some people suggest even further, there's a pasuk in Mishlei that says that a rosh is medaber tachnunim, that generally the nature of a person who is needy is to ask in a beseeching manner where he's not coming across in a demanding manner. And therefore they want to say that he comes across too arrogant, too demanding, must be some sort of message here that's not really an ani, and therefore I'm totally potter from giving him anything. La halacha, we have the Ramah. The Ramah says it is usher to meshiv dach without giving him anything. The Paiskim have no exceptions, the later Paiskim have no exceptions, and I would imagine that somebody who goes ahead and makes such an assumption is a bit playing, you know, they're playing with fire, because you have three potential Isurim deraisa, lavin deraisa. They have one Isur from Divrei Nevi'im, and you can solve that whole problem for, you know, for the price of a quarter. But the risk, you know, serious ilam hab on a quarter is probably not a very worthwhile way to go about things.